We thank God. Hallelujah. He's good to us all the time. Please give Pastor a microphone. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Let me introduce Pastor Francis Achampong. Hallelujah. Pastor Francis Achampong. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Shall we pray? Father, we thank and we bless your name this morning. May your name be exalted, magnified, adored, and glorified. As we are about to hear your word, we ask that you speak to us, O God, in the language of our understanding. Let your word, O God, bring about fruitfulness and productivity in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are blessed this morning.
Amen.
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 The song said, when I remember what the Lord has done for me, I will not go back again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You only go back if you cannot remember what the Lord has done for you. But if you remember what God has done for you,
and
you remember where God has taken you from, you will never go back. Amen.
Amen.
Now, last week we started looking at be fruitful and multiply. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be fruitful and multiply. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 to 29 is the scripture we read last week. So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. So we saw last week that God created both male and female. And in verse 28, then God blessed them. He didn't bless one party. He blessed both of them. He blessed them. So the man is blessed. The woman is blessed too. The blessing upon the man is not different from the blessing upon the woman. What the blessing can do on the man, the same blessing, the same it can do on the woman. There was no differentiation in the blessing. Then God blessed them and
said,
be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth. Govern it. Reign over the fish in the sea. The birds in the sky. And all the animals that scurry along the ground. So after God had blessed them, then he gave them a command according to the blessing. He says, be fruitful and multiply.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God blessed them first. And then he gave the commandment to be fruitful and multiply. He gave the command because he knew that he had blessed them for that purpose. He knew that as soon as they make an effort to be fruitful, they will be fruitful.
Now
he
says,
as soon as they make an effort to multiply, they will multiply.
So,
as soon as they make the effort to
fill the whole earth. Or to replenish the earth.
Na se o tu na mo se wo mo be shasa so ma o nyankopon adi ho nhira so
awo. The word replenish means to put back what has been depleted.
Na so ka se wo mo ko she asase so e ma na kire se de o nyankopon adi ama wo no mo fa nko ye adwuma na ebro bai ana se aba emra ho.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To replenish something that the thing has finished, the thing is out of stock, and you replenish it, you bring it back. So last week we saw that the purpose of God for us as Christians is to be ambassadors of God or ambassadors of heaven. Amen.
Amen.
That's ensuring that the kingdom of God is realized on
earth.
God wants us to be fruitful and multiply in all areas of our lives. So we are ambassadors of God. Ambassadors
Amen.
Of heaven.
Yes, Osoro. Amen.
We represent heaven.
Yejinahoma Osoro.
And as we represent heaven,
as Yejinahoma Osoro,
whatever our lives portray, it exhibits heaven.
Adiema biara esesa ya brabo ede adie no.
That is why God wants to be fruitful and multiply. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We use another word called, that says productive. God wants us to be productive.
Or
he wants us to be beneficial.
Now, our
lives must be beneficial. He wants us to be effective. He wants us to be fertile. Profitable. He wants our lives to be profitable. Reproducing. And productive.
Na yetimi edore.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why he blessed us.
And unto me we can share.
He blessed us for productivity.
Oshraya said ya baya ebeti
as. He blessed us to be fertile.
Oshraya said ya baya
as. He blessed us to be profitable.
Said ya baya ya ho ababa.
He blessed us to be beneficial.
Oshraya said ya baya ya ho ababa.
He blessed us to be effective.
Said ya baya ebeti ni aye ajuma.
And he blessed us to reproduce.
Said ya baya
And so after blessing us, he said, go and be fruitful.
It's
not an option.
And yes,
it is a command
that
we should be fruitful and multiply.
As I say,
we should be effective.
As I said,
we should be beneficial.
As I say,
so it means that as a Christian. Wherever you find yourself, you must be beneficial. Whether it's in the marketplace, you must be beneficial. Whether it's in the school place, you must be beneficial. Whether it's in the church, you must be beneficial. You must be productive in the church. You must be profitable wherever you are. You must be fertile. You must be reproducing. You must be productive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's very necessary because the blessing was for that. The blessing empowers us. It's a supernatural empowerment. For fruitfulness, for production, for being fertile and beneficial. So as long as we make the effort, there is a supernatural blessing that backs us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So last week we said that God blesses the works of our hands. He blesses the works of our hands. He increases the works of our hands. He prospers the works of our hands. So if you are not doing anything, even though the blessing is there, but the blessing cannot be activated by not doing anything. The blessing cannot be activated when you are dormant. The blessing is always activated when you begin to do something. When you decide to be productive and profitable. As long as what you are doing is and
legal,
the blessing will profit you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That is why every Christian must endeavor to do something. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must endeavor to put your hands to do something. Because he said, I will bless the works of your hands. I will bless the works of your hand, prosper the works. Amen.
Amen.
It will be beneficial. Because you have decided to obey the command of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now many Christians think that if Adam had not fallen, like there would have been no need for us to work. We will just be in the garden and eating and drinking and enjoying. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But that it does not support scripture. If you go into scripture, Genesis chapter 2. Let's go to Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter
2.
From verse 7 to 15. Now, let me read very quickly, okay? Then the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground. He breathed the breath of life into the man's nostrils, and the man became a living person. Then the Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and there he placed the man he had made. The Lord God made all sorts of trees grow up from the ground, trees that were beautiful and that produced delicious fruit. In the middle of the garden, he placed the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. A river flowed from the land of Eden, watering the garden and then dividing into four branches. The first branch, called the Pishon, flowed around the entire land of Havilah, where gold is found. That is Ghana. The gold of that land is exceptionally pure. Aromatic resin and onyx stone are also found there. The second branch, called the Gihon, flowed around the entire land of Cush. The third branch, called the Tigris, flowed east of the land of Asher. The fourth branch is called the Euphrates. Then listen to verse 15. The Lord God placed the man in the garden of Eden to tend and watch over it.
Hallelujah. Amen.
To tend and watch over it. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. To tend and watch over it. So God planted a garden.
And Onyankopon dua aturo.
And he placed everything within the garden.
Now I didn't pen na share aturo
numa. Water and everything.
And so obi bia ho.
And planted fruit trees and trees for food and everything. Then he placed man in the garden.
And I did not do true.
Then he said, "Pen it."
And I said, "Dog,
wet it."
Now we na yahuajuma.
Farm it.
Na yahukuya.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, what was God telling the man?
He says,
"Though I have created a garden for you, but you have to work it. You have to maintain the garden. And watch over it. That nothing that you're not supposed to come into the garden must come into the garden."
Tend the garden.
Hallelujah. Farm the garden. Maintain the garden. How was he going to maintain the garden? Remember, God has said, "Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth." And he had given them, every plant and fruits that have seed in them.
Now, in no, Onyankopo di ni na agum.
So why did he make seed in them?
I don't know what they are back a shame.
Because he was expecting the man after you eat the food to replant it.
If you say na or you guys say, "Say ni pano edi ebi abano na ba a shame no obese ebi agum."
If it's the apple tree that eat the apple food, replant it.
Say apple ana wudi ya but what
if it's the orange, replant it.
Say ebi ana bana.
If it's the guava, replant it.
Aya anka na se guava.
Tend it. Tend it.
Yahuajuma.
Tend the garden.
Dog.
Wet the garden.
Na yahuajuma.
Maintain the garden.
Say ebi ya ebi da.
It was wet. Adam was working.
Ajuma nana Adam oye.
Hello.
Hi.
Adam was doing what? He was working.
Na Adam oye den no oye ajuma.
You know, sometimes when we read the Bible, you know, verse 1, verse 2, verse 3, we take it that it just flows like that. But within those verse 1, 2, 3, and 4, they are years apart.
Sir, do baby near country upon Corona. Ya kan and Chichemuba kumi onumi and sa na ya say ya kan we nan so and chichemu no muno and yama bepre ewum.
So Adam was put in the garden, Adam was working in the garden.
And Adam awa a true mono nyesen or ha wo dia be abake na or ye juma.
He was working to maintain the garden.
Na or ye juma said ya ba ya true engu nemo
so that the garden will not be destroyed.
Said ya ba ya true no answer ye.
Amen.
Amen.
So, if you don't do any work, then it means that you are not obeying the scripture. That says you must be fruitful and multiply. Listen, every work, every genuine work is work. Whether you are selling tobacco or you are sitting in an office signing papers.
Sir, be dear and I will come and answer what the office and I will encourage
everyone is work. And sometimes even the people selling tobacco make more money than the one signing papers in the office.
To me, Bumper, sir, honor, one more tongue be dear and umpon, one more young for so be a chain on our.
The only difference is the dress they put on.
And so, yeah, one more
is their work style.
The office, you know, I shall tell you,
sir, our time. Set and tie.
Now, so, yeah, and they are. Oh, Tom Bidiano, Ofra,
and the other one is putting on some overall and he's looking black all over.
Nanya was shot at the one and we know you know, you know,
but that one selling the taco is also being productive.
Oh, be our Tom Bidiano, so in Yamfasoba,
it's been beneficial to her family,
and for sober brave, so
it's been beneficial to her children. It's been beneficial to a community, to a family. She's reproducing.
As I said,
she's fertile, profitable. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so God is blessing the works of her hands.
Amen.
Amen. You know, from next year, we are going to be productive.
And it's just a free Africa for a Bessimono Paddy, a Bessu Ababi.
Amen. We are going to be productive.
And we will see
how every one of us will be productive.
Because
scripture does not support the fact that Adam was just lazing around in the garden, plucking things and eating and just lying down, plucking things, eating. Well, lying down, plucking things. No! He was working in the garden. You have to work.
As I said,
when you are working, when you are productive.
So when you are juma, now at the emphasis of befia.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Wow. Wow. I want us to see a scripture. I'm trying to find a scripture.
Maybe say, maybe say, maybe say, share, share, maybe share.
Okay. Now, this is in chapter 3, Genesis chapter 3. Let me read from verse 17. Genesis chapter 3 from verse 17.
I
want you to see something very carefully. And to the man he said, since you listened to your wife and ate of the tree, whose fruit I commanded you not to eat, the ground is cursed because of you. All your life you will struggle to scratch a living from it. It will grow thorns and thistles for you, though you will eat of its grains. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, if Adam was not already tilling the ground, when God was cursing, he wouldn't have cursed the ground.
So now Adam and Satan are so dotia and as I said, so I will so a juma and can ya me a domino and can one me assassin.
He was already tilling the ground.
Now you will be an insect assassin, so
he was already managing the ground.
Now go so a juma
was already tilling it. He was already farming on it. And it was bringing forth produce. But when he had sinned against God, and God was cursing the land, he said, from today, what you sow, instead of the thing you sow, thistles and thorns shall grow.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now listen, he said, by the sweat of your brow will you have food to eat until you return to the ground. By the sweat of your brow.
Hallelujah. Amen.
It means that in those days when Adam was working, because the ground was blessed, he did not sweat. There were no thorns and thistles to compete with the produce that he was planting. But since God cursed the ground, he changed the formulation of the ground. The ground being soft and fertile at all times. The composition of the ground changed. And so instead of the ground being soft at all times, some places became hard. And then strange crops began to grow. That began to compete for the nutrients in the ground.
because
of that you will sweat by the sweat of your brow.
So Adam was not
sitting down, cross his leg, and then pluck one coconut and have a coconut cocktail. And after finishing, then he just catches one fowl and then he just deal with it and then sit down and then he just take a few fruits and eat and then he go, no!
Abraham Adam, no! And I said, no, I'll take you very keke. Now, if you are coming out to so, now cook up with your man, no, I chill, no, I couldn't hurry. And now, on your to me, not Adam
was working.
Not Adam will yet.
Remember that God had blessed him, even though the curse was there. He still said, but you will still eat of it.
And so, I said, I mean, Adomi assassin, and you won't send a woman or hug, and answer Stella or catch her and say, obey your
tumor. He said, you will still eat of it.
Obey
you,
or
even if the curse is there, I said, you will still eat of it.
And I know me no I will hold the answer. I say and no me no move if
you as long as you keep working it.
Say so you will still eat of it.
And when God sat them out of the garden, Adam went with his family.
Adam called a bushim.
They worked. They worked. Are you understanding what I'm saying? I said they worked. They farmed. And they kept livestock. That is why the Bible says that when the two sons wanted to make a sacrifice, the Bible says that Cain was a farmer, but Abel was a keeper of sheep. He was a shepherd.
Bible said, "Omu ko of omu opam omu bono omu ko kaya juma." And in the Bible says, "Ne mami yonu no eko bo aforiye ama." Eradeno Ken enya enobaina Abel enya amwa abua wajeli.
And the Bible says, and Abel brought of the produce the best of the sheep from his whatever from his among his sheep. He brought the best and gave a sacrifice.
Did the Bible say Abra Abel wafakoba for ye ama eradeno? No aye juma no aye muanti. The Bible said, oyi abua wajeli.
And he said, and Cain also took of his produce and brought it as a sacrifice.
Even
though the ground was cursed, but because they were still working.
And replenish.
And the last time I was just looking at replenish. And I realized that a lot of things that come our way are depleted. We need to replenish it. If you don't have a way of replenishing it, you lack in it.
So wouldn't a panya or a fast.
And as we are talking about productivity, one of the things you must understand is that finances are always depleted and must be
replenished.
Money is always depleted. It goes. And it must be replenished. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about. Even if somebody should dash you 1,000 cedis now and you put it in your pocket, it will go.
A thousand cedis
will tell you what you should do with it.
1,000 cedis is not about throw with the fire.
And you will start doing according to what
Thousand cities has told us.
Some of us, 1,000 cities does not last 3 days. And it's finished. If there is no way to replenish it, you will cry for the rest of the days.
And he said, "When you are coming here, Allah, over Fasua, Sasi, can be saying Ababa Shemua, and you soon pan over soon."
I'm telling you the truth.
No, can I make a change?
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
I just want to make a change.
Ask any farmer.
Busa ukuyani biya.
When he farms.
He
does not eat all the produce. He stores some of the seed and some of the produce. So that he can replant. Replanting is replenishing it.
Are
you understanding what I'm saying? You see, you can always live in perpetual brokerage because there is nothing to replenish your stock.
Sir, why now I didn't say you are one set a summon or would be see now we are your Juma for Friday and yet when you have to me account
that we wait yes as you see one. It's not just go and store because there are people who store and they'll be hungry and they can't even eat because they are afraid if they touch the one they store. So they store it but they are under bondage.
The American and yes, sir, when you see SCM now one funny juma will be oh but me this can see ya. Well you been part of the anya the anay
day. That is not what I'm talking about. Something that you are doing that is replenishing. It's replenishing. It's replenishing.
Nia me can say what they are doing outside now sadia yeah juma mana baba shama dadana nanu and I say dory na yeah ma awesome.
Some of us cannot bless people because if you bless the people, you are finished.
Obi oha when to mean shira ni me anum if he said or susu says me you should can be at the ma obi a na aka
as it's not that you are wicked.
Nessa atrimoden na we ye
the thing is not
if you say, at the end of the hall,
are you understanding what I'm saying? So in that case, instead of being a blessing, being effective, and being a productive and beneficial to the people around you, can't.
And then say, won't me and yes, at if you say, and if I can wash it, then I want to be my own. If you say,
you can't.
You can't,
but God wants us to be productive.
And so, He
wants us to be beneficial.
When you are
He wants us to be fruitful.
When you are
and multiply. And replenish. Replenish our store. Replenish that which is going out. Replenish it. Replenish it. I'm a pastor.
May your suffer.
And every time I have to pray. Because the anointing that I will use, I need to replenish it.
If we say, "I will serve the year," you man,
because I cannot use this to this Sunday for next Sunday.
If we say, "Abraham, my bomb pie and a gina media year," you man, no mean to mean to us. I say, "Message the year, Kakrano aside the year."
I cannot be preaching the same message to you every time. You will get fed up with me.
I saw me Canada down and said, "Because Canada will be a that from."
So I must continually replenish my stock of messages.
And it has a sum, but one more day I'm retressing. Now me some food for me at the moment.
I must continually replenish my anointing, my that's it, my anointing.
As I said, I'm Osrano, the bumpy and then I may add the food for good, so I'm at me the edge.
I must continually study.
As I said, you show your
support. Study the word of God.
You see your mere son.
What I bring to you,
say,
must be beneficial and productive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And that is how it is with every area of our life spiritually. Spiritually, we have to be productive. Amen.
Amen.
God wants us to be productive and involved faithfully in services in His kingdom.
Now, let me edit no carry Emma. Now, he near a hosuma, yes,
he wants us to work in His kingdom.
Oh, but say, yeah,
to be productive in His kingdom, effective in His kingdom, beneficial in His kingdom, reproducing in His kingdom.
Now, you to me, so I'm going to pray on a hinium.
Profitable to His kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Makede bo shukada. Bible says you will lend and not borrow.
Bible says what the befem na what the unko unko bobisi.
You will lend and you will not borrow.
I say what the befem afufro na what the young fam femu.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say but Ghana can we borrow?
We
wanted to even borrow 100 years. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
But anytime you borrow, you are under bondage.
No matter how
that borrowing can help you. You become a servant to the one that you are borrowed from. Hallelujah. But when you are productive, you are always replenishing. And if you learn to live within your means, you see, the blessing of God comes from stage to stage. He has blessed you already. But when you start the works of your hand, it goes from stage to stage.
Hallelujah.
There are so many things that we will be learning this, you know.
And the amount of glory of her will be
coming next year. Amen.
I feel hope for everyone.
I'm going to involve Brother Francis. We'll be teaching every worker in this place. Do your own work. We'll be teaching you how to manage your work and get your work to be beneficial and productive.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So next year, everyone, look. You have to be doing something.
Amen.
You have to be doing something. I'm very serious about it because I feel very, very, I don't know.
Many
words are not coming. I'm really led to teach this. Amen.
Amen.
Because God has blessed us.
If you say
and then he's giving the concept, be fruitful and multiply.
Now,
be fruitful and multiply.
And punish
everything that your hand finds to
do. That
is not criminal.
Every
work that you are doing that is legal the word is not coming today. I don't know why. Hallelujah. It's genuine work. Even if you are washing people's clothes, it's genuine work. It's genuine work. It's genuine work. And whatever money you earn it genuinely. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that work, because God has blessed it, it will what? It will grow from grace to grace, from strength to strength. It will increase. It will multiply. From next year, no one will sit down.
A free affair.
And put your hand on your lap.
Now don't say,
there's no work, there's nothing to do. You lie.
You can go to
Agogurishi, buy orange and come and sell. It's
work.
It's work. Some of the jobs people have been doing, and you look down upon it, go and ask them their certificate. They will tell you, they will bring you certificate from university.
They'll
bring certificate from university and show you. I know someone who started selling palm oil in bottles. University graduate. They started selling palm oil in bottles because there was no work.
Nobody got a job.
Bless the works of your hands.
So
go and be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. He said, I will not see that. I want this scripture and this blessing to be activated in my life. So he started selling palm oil and
butter.
Then from butters he graduated to gallons. And from gallons he graduated to
and your free gallon
and
so
barrels he graduated to going on the farms himself.
And your free uncle mono after your co a fool maybe I be a man
and from going on the farms himself, he became a producer himself.
And your free a fool man or cocoa to talk and one on one cassa
from selling in bottles.
Nana Shasia
and
God
bless the works of his hands. It prospered the works of his
hands.
It increased the works of his
hands.
Because he was productive.
If he said, no,
Pedro. Effective.
No, yeah, Juman see.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This morning we want to pray.
And a pen verse a bomb pie.
We are praying for two categories of people. First of all, we are praying for those who are working. Whatever work they are doing, shall arise for faith. Whatever work we are doing, we are praying for their work. We are praying that that work will prosper. That work will flourish. That work will expand. That work will grow on all sides. That work will increase and increase. That work will become beneficial to many. Effective in the lives of many. Will touch the work of God. Many people will come under your umbrella. Because you are productive.
If you say,
and the works of your hands are productive. So this morning we are going to pray. Lift up that work before the throne of Christ. It is a genuine work. You are not stealing from anybody. You are doing a genuine legal work. And the blessing of God backs that work. God said you will be fruitful and multiply. So you are fruitful and multiply. So we begin to pray right now.